You are listening to Transform Squadron, a podcast by ZoneBase.org. ZoneBase is a site about robots, monsters, and misadventure. My name is Rob, and I've totally not done an episode of this in like a year. My bad. I meant to just take a little hiatus because I just needed to let my head clear out some, you know. And it turned into a year off. Sorry about that. During the time, I actually, just to clear my head out, did a little podcast called Not As Brightly Lit that was fun to do. It was just something I always wanted to do. Nothing fancy or anything. Like, every day is Halloween. And that's one of my things is, you know, I love Halloween. I love horror. I love monsters. And I wanted to just do a podcast about that for a while. And, you know, it was like 20 minutes a week, nothing huge, nothing amazing. And I was having fun doing that. And I got like really sick in the summer. And that kind of took me out of wanting to make a weekly podcast. You know, and I've had a few months of just not making a podcast, just focusing on my life. And of course, you know, zonebase.org. And that's led to me wanting to get back in the podcast swing of things, just wanting to make another one. I know I'm not some big fancy influencer or whatever, and this is a very bare bones podcast. That's kind of what I do. I guess I'm just a lo-fi kind of guy. And yeah, I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and that's totally okay. If I'm not, I don't mind you not listening. You know, just since it's been a year, I thought I would just reintroduce myself to start off. You know, my name's Rob. That's a very fancy name, three letters, I know. It's short for Robert. people started calling me Rob as I was a teenager, and I just kind of stuck. But yeah, I used to be on RFC. This show is hosted through RFC's network. You know, zonebase.org, that's mine. That's all mine. But I do this podcast and host it through TF Radio. Not As Brightly Lit, I did on my own through Anchor, which is a fun little platform for sharing podcasts and all that. But I just want to get back to the swing of things of what I used to do. And that's why I did, basically. That's what I'm doing here. I just got that bug to do a podcast again. And like I said, I sat here for a few weeks just like, okay, I want to do this. What am I going to do? And I guess I'm just doing that. I used to be part of the main weekly RFC. When we came back in 2009, I was there every week. Before that, the old way of doing RFC before Brian took a few years off was you'd record something and submit it and he'd use it or he didn't, you know. And then when he brought it back in 09, it was like we all just sat there and recorded together over Skype. And I did that for a while. And what happened was I had taken a position at a job that was at nighttime, which led to me not being able to record weekly because, well, I was at work when they were recording. So I'd record little odd segments and all that and submit it in, and he'd use it as he would. Or for a while there, we did like a little YouTube show, which I'm not sure how many people listened to it or whatever. But we did that for like a little while before I started doing Q&A segments for the show. We did that for a few years. And actually, I came back to the show for a couple of months where I had went back to working in the daytime. My job, I've been at this company for 10 years. And for a while there, I worked there in the daytime. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not super happy about my performance during those few months on this show. It was actually really stressful, and I wasn't having a very good time at work or everything. The person responsible right now is no longer there, thankfully. But that kind of, I was a lot more boisterous, and I don't know, I felt like I was a big jerk all the time. And, you know, after a couple of months, the opportunity to go back to the nighttime work, what I had been working all those years, came up, and I went, and it was like instantly, everything got better, all that stress was just gone in one day, and I felt better. And I was going to go back to submitting segments to RFC, and Kilby was like, I want to make this your own show instead of just a segment. And I was like, oh, okay. And he named that show Being Awesome. I didn't name it. I'm not really good at coming up with names. And the show is all about positivity, basically. Like, you know, I'm not going to say I'm always positive. I'm a human being. There's things I'm just not going to be that big on, you know. But when I spend my hobbies on things, that's my spare time. That's stuff I'm doing for fun. I tend to not focus on the things I don't like, because that's just a waste of my time to me. So the show was just about loving Transformers and having fun. And it kind of became a rebirth of that old Q&A segment, just a weekly Q&A thing. And it got pretty popular for a while there, surprisingly. It's funny, too, because whenever you make content on the internet, you're going to get some people that don't like what you're doing, and you're going to get negative comments. And for the most part, you just kind of ignore them, because it's like, as long as you're not like out or offending anybody or whatever, you just kind of take the constructive criticism and move on. People that didn't like it really took issue with the name Being Awesome. They're like, when I'd get a negative comment, I'd be like, one thing, this is not awesome, that's for sure. I always found that hilarious. Like, okay, right on, man. But time went on, and I took this guy kind of burnt out. And after a while of taking a break, I came back and started doing this podcast on the monthly. And it was tied into my site, Zonebase, which is, you know, a Robots, Monsters, and Misadventure. It's a fan blog, technically. It's my site. You can go there, zonebase.org. I'm going to say that a few more times. And on that site, you'll see what I'm talking about. Like, you know, obviously Transformers is a heavy subject matter, but I talk about other things, Godzilla, He-Man, Ghostbusters, Ect. Is that etc. or Ect? How do you say that? Etc. That? Stuff I like. And this podcast is essentially a extension of that. You know, I'm doing it about once a month. That's what I was doing before, is doing an episode of this once a month. This is just a one-man operation. I'm just one guy recording this thing in my house, you know. Pretty much no bells and whistles. I'm not a very fancy person, I guess. I guess I don't need a bunch of editing or whatever to just say, hey, I like that Optimus Prime toy. So if that doesn't sound like something for you, hey, no hard feelings. I understand if you don't want to listen to it or read my site. If you do, then hey, rock on, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading my site. Every day's Halloween. I love spooky crap all the time, so there's just randomly spooky stuff in the middle of all the other stuff. It's a weird site. Maybe I'm a weird guy. Who knows? Who cares? But yeah, like I said, I took a year off of doing this by accident, so now I'm trying to get back into doing it. I'm doing well since then. Like I said, I did a small little podcast for almost a year before I got sick, and that kind of sidelined everything. I got sick this summer. That sucked. That sucked a whole lot. I spent about a week in the ICU and another week sitting here at home before I was able to go back to work. And then it took me a long time to get where work wasn't a struggle. But I'm doing a lot better now. I'm not completely out of the danger zone. Just, you know, I'm not 100% there yet. There's going to be some stuff I'm just going to have to live with the rest of my life. But I think I've lucked out pretty good. I'm 43, and I've gotten this far without really anything other than the occasional sniffle or stitches or, you know, like I broke my knee, you know, a while back. Stuff like that. Like, things that just happen. So if I've gotten this far in life without anything major, I guess I did pretty good for myself. And now the major stuff I can live with, you know, I just got to take my pills and do what the doctor says. I have to go back to the doctor every so often for checkups, but I'm doing great. I'm what they call a super healer. In fact, I've recovered really quickly from my problem. I've got a little bit to go before I'm considered recovered on one front, and the other front is just something I'm going to have to get checked up every once in a while to make sure it hasn't gotten worse. You know, just take my pills and do what they say and I'll be fine. And honestly, I feel great. I'm not going to go too much into detail about it. I'm not the most private person in the world, but some things I just try to keep to myself and my family. And this is one of them. But, you know, I've lost a lot of weight. I had been gaining weight steadily for a while there, which led to what happened. And, you know, I've always been a big guy. People will call me Sasquatch or a giant or whatever. And so I kind of turned a blind eye on the fact that I was gaining so much weight. And I really put on quite a bit, and it helped add to the situation that was building. And I've lost a lot of weight since then. I'm not skinny. I don't think I'll ever be skinny, but I've got just like a little bit of a gut now. And that's very different for me because, like I said, I gained some weight there and I got used to it. You know, I kind of get in my car and I'm like, where'd all this room come from? You know, stuff like that. It's kind of neat. So I just kind of rambled for about 11 minutes there, 12 minutes, as this timer's saying. Hope you guys can all hear me very well. I'm recording this a little differently than I did the last incarnation of this show. Once again, I'm a pretty basic dude. I'm literally recording this with my Samsung Tab Gablet. What is a gablet? My Samsung tablet. My Galaxy tablet. I'm recording that with this. It's funny. I'm, like I said, I told you guys a minute ago, I'm 43. And we went from using microcomputers to using normal desktop computers. And now I'm, you know, I sit behind a computer at work for like 60 hours a week. So when I'm at home, I'm pretty much content to just use my tablet or my phone for most of my internet stuff, which, you know, with my Galaxy here, it's a Tab Galaxy something 6 something. It's last year's model. I bought it last year. It was brand new then. Now it's a year old. And, you know, I've got the whole little keyboard set up and mouse set up. And it's like this tiny little desktop that does everything I want to do at home. I got my old laptop still upstairs. So, you know, I've got like a normal PC. But like I'm content to just use this. And it's kind of returned back to microcomputers after all this time, which I find hilarious. And maybe just a little novel. But I guess I gave you guys a refresher on where I've been over the past year. So maybe we can just talk about things for a minute. And I had no clue what in the world to talk about. It's part of the reason I haven't recorded a new episode of this. And doing so, I thought I would just take a minute to talk about when Transformers was brand new. Back in the 80s, 1984. Now, to be honest with you guys, Transformers, in a way, had already been around. We just didn't call them Transformers. You know, Micronauts was, we're talking about from the viewpoint of a guy in the U.S. in the South. I live in Georgia. And when I was a small child, I lived in Alabama. We moved here, I think I was like 7 when we moved here. But this all was happening right as I was in like kindergarten when Transformers came out. I always feel a little self-conscious saying Transformers because being from the South, I feel like I put an extra emphasis on the N and S of the word. And I hear myself say that because I got like just a touch of a lisp. And so it's like Transformers whenever I say it. So I kind of go, I did it again. But Transformers as a brand, see, S-N-S. But it's, you know, as a brand started out in 1984. But prior to that, we did have transforming robot toys. The most popular I can think of is Micronauts. That was Mego kind of cashing in on Star Wars' success, and they were importing Microman toys. And you all well know Transformers was made up from a combination of Transformers and Diaclone. So Microman toys was made into Micronauts, which was kind of like the first, maybe not the first start of it, but one of the more clear like beginnings of Transformers in America, as well as some Bandai toys. Like, I think the name of the line was Chogogan or whatever, a giant robot line. And a lot of your toys like Go Lion and all that, which became Voltron, you know, were featured in that line. They're just these big robots and they're kind of pricey, but certainly cool. And of course there were Shogun Warriors, which Mattel made, which was also made of Bandai molds. And you know, I know this is kind of different from Transformers, but this is kind of like the beginnings of all this. You know, there was this one robot line called Tinglings, which I don't know a whole lot about other than laughing a little every time I say the name. But what I'm trying to say is there were other robot lines prior to Transformers. You know, GoBots had started up. There, Takara actually had tried to bring Diaclone and Microman to the U.S. under Diacron. And they did Chronoform also, but I'm kind of blanking on if Chronoform happened before or after Transformers was released. But, you know, Transformers came around. Hasbro essentially licensed the molds from Takara for Diaclone and Microman and was much more successful than Takara was with Diacron to do Transformers, and it just kind of took off. You know, there's also Convertors, which use some of the same molds Transformers use. Some of those other, you know, non-Takara molds, they used up. It's always funny to say this. There was, in a lot of robot toy lines, you have the standard and deluxe versions of the toys. And what makes it funny to say that is the language on the toy box will be DX for deluxe or STD for standard. So you gotta be like, which STF one do you have? The STD one, you know. And stuff like that ended up in Converters. I actually bought a Converters STF one at Toylana this past spring. It's missing a part or two, and someone else had one complete for not that much more. I should have got that one. And if it's there this year, I'll totally get that one. But like I said, there's also GoBots and Converters and other robot lines came around during the same time and maybe a little bit after, like Robotech and Voltron and stuff. Mask came out a little bit later. Mask was kind of like a combination of G.I. Joe and Transformers gimmicks into one toy line, you know. Just a lot of cool stuff all at once. But, man, Transformers did seem to be something branded new despite all of that. And I remember I was like in kindergarten. And, you know, every weekend my brother and I watched Mighty Orbots. And just, I was there. I was in the prime target because here I had so far I'd grown up on a steady diet of Star Wars, and that was fading away at this point. I know it's hard for some of you, maybe some of you that are younger, to imagine a world without Star Wars, but there was just a point where they pulled the plug and it just went away after a while. Like, it was a slow death. After Return of the Jedi came out, and after about a good year, it started just kind of slowly fading away. Like, there was the Ewoks and Droids cartoon, some Ewoks TV movies, and they kept, Kenner tried to make that toy line last a little bit longer, but it just kind of drifted away and just went away. Later in the 90s, you know, those novels started coming out and video games and all that. So Star Wars started slowly coming back, but yeah, it was just gone. And Transformers was in the perfect position to kind of take that sci-fi toy you know, spotlight. So here I was, a kindergartner who watched Mighty Orbots every weekend and appreciated other robot toys. Like I just said, Shogun Warriors. That's where my brother and I's Godzilla and Rodan toys came from. They were Shogun Warriors. There's actually a recent reaction figure based on that Shogun Godzilla that I snatched up. I couldn't wait to get it. I like reactions in general. But I couldn't wait to get that Godzilla just because of nostalgia for that old Shogun Warrior Godzilla figure. But here I was in that mindset, and one day I was outside playing in the yard, and I came inside to watch my afternoon cartoons, and I saw a commercial for the Transformers. And if you Google up and or just put in a YouTube first Transformers commercial, you'll see the one I'm talking about. It was a combination of animation and kids flying the toys around in their hands and just pew, pew, ah, the Autobot leader. Yeah, they didn't call him Optimus Prime yet. They're just like the Autobot leader. I think they said Commander. But they're just kind of a brief introduction of the figures. And I remember just being like, whoa, what are those? And the concept of them transforming, I don't think really landed on me at first. Like, I was just kind of like noticing the robots more so than the alt modes. And I thought they were just cool looking toys. And the following days in school, we had some sort of standardized test. I don't remember what the test was called, but we had these cardboard separators we had to put up. You know, we didn't have normal desks in kindergarten. We had work tables you sat at with a group of people, the teacher, you know, assigned to that table. And we had put these cardboard separators up around us and took these tests. And when we got done with each section of the test, we had to just basically sit there quietly until, you know, time was up and here's the next test or go get a drink of water or something. And I remember finishing my my little segment and sitting there staring at this cardboard thing, and I just could not stop thinking about that commercial. You know, the Transformers, it was in my head. And I was daydreaming, because, you know, I daydream a lot anyway. I admit to doing that still as an adult. But I was a big daydreamer when I was a kid. And this is so unrealistic, but, like, I just had this daydream of us being in my mom's car and us stopping somewhere, and I'm just finding a pile of Transformer toys on the side of the road. And I was just like, I had this daydream of taking them all home. And I remember part of my daydream was like a carrying case, like He-Man or Barbie or whatever had those carrying cases they'd always sell to put your figures in and carry with you. And I remember part of the daydream was finding I don't know where my mind was that I would just find an entire series of action figures laying on the side of the road, but that's where I was thinking, including the carrying case, because I was visualizing putting them in the carrying case and carrying them around with me. And I strongly recall the Seekers, Starscream, and that group. Of course, at this point, I didn't know their names, so they're just those jet-looking guys. But they had like solid black faces, and I remember thinking they were supposed to be like, I knew they were the bad guys. But I remember visualizing them having fangs and giant glowing red eyes and stuff. I guess more of like monsters with wings. Like they're like Dracula type characters, which is funny because we finally got a Dracula's. He wasn't made from a Seeker. But that's where my mind went when it came to the Seekers. I thought they were like vampires. And I had this whole little fantasy of finding them on the side of the road and taking them home with me. That never happened. That never happened. But I remember shortly later, my brother and I was spending some time at my grandmother's house. I don't even exactly remember why we were there. I think my parents were on a work trip or something. My dad was a supervisor at a local plant. And I remember, I think they had to go somewhere, and my mom went with them, and my brother and I ended up spending like a week at my grandmother's house. And, you know, I was just a kid, so I had to kind of just stay there, at grandma's and keep myself occupied. But my brother, he's 6 years older than me, so he would go exploring in the neighborhood and stuff, and there's odd kids in the area that he'd play with. And I remember him coming to get me and being like, hey, you've got to see this. And grandma let him come with him. And we walked down the street around the corner, and this kid, you guys ready for this? He had an Optimus Prime, and he had him set up in his garage on display. He'd unfolded the trailer into the command center, and he transformed Optimus into his robot. He had him stood there. And I swear there was a velvet rope. I may be misremembering that, but I swear there was a velvet rope separating us from the Optimus, because we couldn't touch him, but we could look. And he had him on display, and he's explaining Optimus Prime to us all. And we were all like, whoa. And he put on this whole showpiece of Optimus Prime for everyone. And, you know, I don't know if he was just showing off his toy, or on the down low he was employed by Hasbro to put off a presentation. But I remember a much fancier presentation than it probably actually was. And needless to say, I was sold. And the following Christmas, my brother and I got quite a bit of transforming robot toys. Did you hear the word transforming robot toy? That's because I got GoBots and converters and stuff like that. And so did my brother. However, our aunt, for Christmas, she gave me a bunch of Gremlins stuff. No problem there. But you know what she got my brother? Because he was older, she got him Optimus Prime. I'm pretty sure she could have swapped that out. Now, I've got that Optimus Prime now as an adult. His Optimus Prime that, you know, he abandoned as getting older. I have that one still. But boy, I sure did play with my brother's Optimus quite a bit more than my little Gremlin toys. Just not going to lie. But yes, that Christmas we got GoBots and converters. And as time went on, we got Transformers toys. I remember actually getting a Top Spin on a family, like my family and a family that lived down the road that we were like family friends with. We had went to this flea market. Like it was like out of town. We had to drive for quite a while. I remember riding my dad's pickup truck for a good while. We made like a caravan to go there. And we were all walking around shopping. They had like a ton of booths and stuff. I think the point we went was this family friend was buying a refrigerator from there. I guess, you know, I was a kid. I'm not exactly sure why they didn't go to an appliance store. I guess they're saving some money this way. It was probably used. And, you know, there's all these booths and stuff, and this one booth had just nothing but toys, brand new, nothing but toys, sealed in their things. And I remember getting a Twin Twist, or is it Top Spin? I'm getting their names mixed up, and just having the greatest time with him in the back of that truck waiting for us to go home. Like, okay, we've got what we came for. I've got my robot. Let's go. I think we ate some barbecue too. It was a good time. But like, it was a very big mystique around Transformers when they first came out. Like, I remember the cartoon wasn't on my local area yet. But we were watching Voltron and GoBots, and Mighty Orbots had went off by this point. But by the time that following summer, we moved to Georgia, and Transformers absolutely was on those local stations. Like, all day, you could turn it from one station to another, and it would be back on there. And in fact, I remember why we were moving. Staying at my grandfather's house some while Mom and Dad were getting us somewhere to move to. Watching Transformers on Bozo the Clown. Like, that was the beginning. Like, here on Bozo the Clown, they had Transformers cartoon. And then when we moved to Georgia, it was on in the morning. It was on in the afternoon. It was on Saturday. It was on Sunday. It was, like, always on. No problem. In fact, you know, our bus stop was like a block away from our house, and Transformers came on like 5 minutes after we got off the bus. So I would just run so hard to get home to watch Transformers. And you know, it was always a rerun, but I didn't care. I was going to see this. And my brother would be like, "We've already seen it. Shut up." And I would just run home to watch this. And I'd watch He-Man and G.I. Joe. And just, it was a good time. You know, I mentioned Mighty Orbots a minute ago, because that was on prior to. And that cartoon went away. I've got the series on a DVD set my wife got for me a few years ago. And, you know, that went on to inspire Transformers Animated. You know, that's been documented and stuff. And you can see the clear inspiration in the opening segments from Mighty Orbots and the U.S. version of Animated. The Japanese version, honestly, I like that intro better. But the U.S. Version, that opening segment has a clear homage to the Mighty Orbots opening segment. And that's one of those things, like, it's Mattel was making a Mighty Orbots set of action figures that would transform into Mighty Orbots. But what had happened was GoBots got in the way. And this is a fascinating subject, at least to me now, is that Tonka came in, took them to court, and they won because, as a lot of you are aware, Mighty Orbots is, they pretty much ripped off God Mars's design. Like, you watch the cartoon, the individual characters, you know, they look a little different, but when they transform into Mighty Orbots, the super robot, he looks almost identical to God Mars, you know, who's a pre-existing robot. Well, when Tonka was making GoBots, they licensed a bunch of toy molds from Bandai. God Mars was one of those. You know, he never became a GoBot, but he was, they had plans to make that a GoBots toy. If GoBots was more successful, you know, they were around for a few years, but if they were much more successful and would continue to win on, that would have been a GoBots toy, you know. And I don't have a link handy on me, but I've seen this list several times in various Machine Robo / GoBot groups I'm in, that the conversation of Bandai toys that were going to be GoBots are there. And, you know, of course, God Mars was there. But another fascinating one was Odd Super Sentai robots. Super Sentai, of course, being the series that Power Rangers is made from. And some of those early, what we call Megazords here, were planned to be GoBots toys. So there's this conversation of, if GoBots was more successful and would have kept on, what all toys probably would have became GoBots in the future going forward. Which, realistically, a lot of those toys that became Megazords probably would have been GoBots, including that dinosaur Megazord from the very first Power Rangers series, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. That realistically could have been a GoBot. Which is fun, because you got to wonder what his name would have been, because GoBots had a lot of pun-based names. It's a lot more fun to me now than it was as a kid, admittedly. Like when I was a kid, I thought Leader One was awesome. And Leader One is awesome. But I thought he was awesome. And, you know, you see Psy-Kill. Ooh, what a cool bad guy, you know. Then you get a little older and it's like, oh, he's a motorcycle, Psy-Kill. And you can laugh about it. And that kind of adds to the fun as an adult, you know. So I get to wonder what those names would be. And the GoBots combiners they had at the time had names like, you know, Courageous, Grungy, you know. So what would the Megazord's name be, you know? John? I don't, Dinobot? You know, I don't know. It's fun to think about. Or maybe some of those other Megazords or whatever. And that's funny, because now that Hasbro owns Power Rangers and they own GoBots, that could be a cool what-if toy. Like, what if they put out, last year they put out a great dinosaur Megazord. It's Dino Megazord, something like that. Combiner figure of him that was at regular retail and fairly inexpensive. And I bought it. I really liked it. What if they just put that back out under the theoretical GoBot naming, like GoBots? and here's John, Dino John. And they just released that in GoBot style packaging. I totally would buy that again. I totally would buy that again. That would be one of those things where price is no question. There would be just no argument on me there. Like, I would totally get it. I would totally be up for it. And there would be a lot of people online going, what is this crap? And hell with those guys. I would totally buy it first chance. No questions asked. But I think I should probably get out of here for the month. I think I've done a good job of bringing this back. I think I have anyway. I've talked for 35 minutes and 46 seconds now. And I don't know if it's been a good 35 minutes and now 52 seconds for you to listen to, but I hope you enjoyed it. And I assure you guys, the more I do this, the more used to it I'll get. It's not easy to do. You know, podcasting takes a certain mindset. It takes a certain projection and all that, let alone when you're doing it by yourself. It's a different animal. Like, I'm sitting in my living room and it's like 9:26 in the morning and, you know, my wife's at work. I could have done this in my computer room, but I chose to do it here. I set up a little table and I set my little tablet up to play around with during the day, and I'm recording it here. My cat's on the couch licking her butt. You know, I mean, it's, you have to kind of put yourself in a zone, and I don't know if I've did that well or not, and I'm not sure how many odd noises have worked their way into this podcast recording, but I hope you've all enjoyed this, and I thank you so much for listening. If you could, zonebase.org, that's the site that this podcast hails from. If you could check that out, it's zonebase.org. I have links to my social media there. I'm not such a big deal on social media. It's at RoboRobSpringer on Instagram. I started a TikTok that I'm not very good at keeping up with. I just, I'm interested in the platform, so every once in a while I'll make a video there. It's like I keep tinkering with it. I'm not nowhere near going to be a huge TikTok influencer, neither am I trying. I'm just having fun with it. But I think my screen name there is Rob from Zonebase. Either way, if you go to zonebase.org, I have a handy link to my social media there. Like I said, every day is Halloween, and it's a site about robots, monsters, and misadventure. What does that mean? I don't know. Check it out, you know. Now, this show, Transform Squadron, it's hosted by the TF Radio Network, and that can be found at tfradio.net for shows and showtimes. And one thing I am absolutely sure Brian Kilby, who owns that network, would like you to do is to check out the ways to support the network, which he has all on that site. So try that, you know. Maybe you'll like it. I don't know. But thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm promising to be back next month as long as nothing happens. And when I say as long as nothing happens, I'm saying that from a guy who was on his deathbed this past summer. But maybe that's extreme, but I think you get what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to try my best to be back next month. I feel rejuvenated toward making this show. And if it's your cup of tea, I hope you enjoyed the drink we're drinking together. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And I'll be back next time. Bye.